19 Nocturne Boulevard.
Nocturne Boulevard? Not far. When you hit Howard, hang a right. Howard meets Philip at a weird kind of angle, and then you cross James and Poe. You can't miss Nocturne. It's just past the Automat.
This episode of 19 Nocturne Boulevard contains strong language and some excessive violence and may not be suitable for all listeners. Please listen responsibly.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural. Tonight's story is Making Book.
Yes, this is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? Did you have any trouble finding me? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Why, it's a rich man's study. Where else would you find a safecracker?
The damn...
Don't swear, Faye.
Rusty.
My car just turned in.
Then cork it and let me finish this damn thing or we can get the hell out right now.
Faye.
Watch the damn window and freaking shut up. I get so tense when I'm working.
I know.
I said I'm sorry. I should be more careful what I say.
You're never gonna do anything with your life if you don't start talking more nicer.
Hey, who's the older sister here?
Not me. I don't got the parts. But seriously, sis, you always looked out for me. I'm just trying to return some. Besides, I get all clenched up inside when you start spouting off like that.
I'll work on it. Speaking of who's looking out for who, if this all comes off, you're clear, right?
Yeah.
You know I don't want to do this again. I've mended my ways and all that bullsh... All that bull.
Mr. Broadstreet's paying 10 G's. That should get me clear.
And then you stop.
Stop?
You know...
It's usually not that big a deal.
Rusty, you need to stop. Just cut it out. Cold turkey. Don't you watch Dr. Phil? Gambling is an addiction. There are support groups and everything.
I guess.
Tell you what. Maybe we both see if we can quit. Me with the bad words, you with the bets. Just for a month. What do you say?
Let me deal with this first, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
$10,000.
Really? Maybe we should open it.
Jeez, Rusty! Sometimes I really think you're too stupid to live.
Faye!
I mean, I think it's worth the $10,000 your whack job employer is gonna pay for it. Undamaged. He said that, undamaged.
But it won't hurt if I unwrap it, will it?
Then why have to pull this car over?
A book?
What?
It's just a big old book. Yeah, it even smells old. Look, it's got a lock, like a diary.
What is it?
A book?
I mean the title.
It ain't in English. If that's even right.
So don't... Okay, that's it. Give me that.
I was just seeing if it was really locked.
Did you not get the part about he wants it undamaged? You think prying open the lock or trying to snap the leather somehow don't count?
I was just thinking, Faye, that why would somebody pay a bunch of dough for a book? Maybe it just looks like a book, and it's really a box full of jewels or something.
You're willing to throw away a sure thing?
You could probably pick that lock in a heartbeat, couldn't you, Faye?
Look, Rusty. This ain't the double down, little bear. The odds are, I don't know, but it's pointless. This book, as is, will get you out of hock to the bad men. This time, You were damn lucky to find somebody with that kind of dough to sling around. Why screw it up?
But if there's any chance that there's more...
No goddamn way! This is the end! I'll drop you off on the way to Jimmy's, but I'm keeping this bad boy with me.
It'll get stolen.
By who? Crackheads don't read.
But 10 grand will just get me out. What'll I do for a steak?
You could get a job.
You know I ain't no good at anything. Not like you. You just touch a lock and it...
There are zillions of jobs that don't need you to be any good. You just gotta do what people tell you.
How can I go to work for peanuts when I know I can win a fortune?
But you don't win, Rusty. Peanuts is better than a hole in the head.
Is that what you tell yourself when you're dancing for sweaty old men?
Rusty. So I'm doing whatever the hell it takes to get my stake, to get some school and maybe a business of my own. I'm 100% legit. Finally, that's what counts.
But you could get what you need real easy like. Just pull another job or two, then go legit.
And just one more, and just one more, and just one more, right? No, Rusty, because then I'd be you. I'll call your guy and make all the arrangements for us to meet tomorrow.
Faye, I...
Rusty, next time you dig yourself in deep, you know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna buy you some goddamn crutches. Just this one more time, Faye. It's gonna change, Faye. Geez, I'm such a shit for brains.
Just this one more time, Faye.
No.
It'll be easy.
I'm done, Rusty.
But they'll...
They'll what?
Nothing. Sashu smells good. I love your cooking, Sissy Bear.
Bastard.
Hmm?
What will they do, Rusty?
Oh, well, this is Mr. Capelli and his guys. Well, they don't kid around.
And?
They hurt me real bad.
How much do you need?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's the best part. I found this guy who's willing to cover everything.
How much?
10 large.
10? How did you get in that far?
But this guy, see, he just wants us to get something. I told him I might, you know someone.
Get something?
A package.
Yep. Shit for brains. Mr. Broadstreet.
Hello? What? Yes, this...
We got your package. I mean, Rusty and me, I helped him. We've got it.
Unopened?
Yeah, it's fine. Look, we need to get the cash soonest. When can we meet?
It is vital that the package remain closed. Can you guarantee that?
Yeah, I got it all safe and sound. You got the cash or not?
I have the cash. Come to my house.
I'd really rather do this somewhere a bit more neutral, you know.
There's a courtyard at the library downtown. You have to go through the rare book section to get there, so it's usually quite deserted. Can you find it?
Sure.
I expect to see you, both of you, with the package tomorrow at noon.
Hey! You arrogant son of a bitch.
Hey! I don't pay you to gab on the phone all night.
I'm on my break.
Well, I hope you made it to the can, too, since that was your last break before closing. Now get out there and shake it. There's an old fighter table fire. I still got some green left.
Right, Jimmy.
Hey, Faye. Coming out for some grub?
Hey, babe, come on.
Nah, you go on. I'm waiting on a call.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Deadbeat. Oh, crap.
What's the deal, sweetheart?
Here's that catalog.
Thanks. I don't think I...
Ah, take it. Read it. It's not too late.
I'm kind of in the middle of something.
You got a week to register for fall. Winter, maybe?
Maybe.
You really don't want...
Hey, let's skip the food, babe, and get right to the hotel.
To end up like me.
Huh? You're early.
You have the book.
Broad Street? Wait, no.
Broad Street must not get the book.
How'd you get this?
Bring the book to me tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the corner of Central and 12.
What the hell? Great. Jimmy, you bastard! What the?
Back off, babe. I'm just seeing what you got in your little diary here.
You scumbag!
Sorry about earlier.
Faye? Wait, is this Faye?
Yeah, Rusty. It's me.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Oh, shit. Little Bear, I need your help with something.
Anything, Sissy Bear. You know it.
Come down to the club and bring me some old clothes. Bring some for you, too.
Was it a holdup?
Sure, a holdup. A really, really messy holdup. Go in the back there and fill this bucket. Really hot water about halfway.
Good thing the book didn't get all bloody. Broad Street would never pay for it.
Yeah.
Faye, the book!
What? What?
The strap's been cut!
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can fix that. Don't touch it!
Why not?
Here, I'll move it. There.
Faye, you gotta tell me what's up. You're totally acting not so.
You gotta trust me, Little Bear. Don't touch it.
I hate it when you treat me like a kid, Faye. I could take it. Did you kill Jimmy?
What makes you so sure this was Jimmy? It's just chunks.
Who else would it be? Level with me, Faye, or...
What?
Or I'll open it.
No, no, don't screw around, Rusty. This is way more serious than you know.
Tell me, Faye.
Not here. I'll tell you when we're done at home. Please, it's just too much. Give me the book, please.
No, Faye, I gotta know what went down.
Jimmy, being the nosy bastard, busybody that he is, got into my locker. He saw the book looked like something and he cut through the strap.
And then?
It killed him. Rusty, the book did it. Don't open it. It was horrible.
Tell me, Sissy Bear, tell me.
You don't need to know.
Sissy Bear...
Things came out like squids.
Tentacles?
Yeah. They grabbed him and just pulled him into pieces. Then pulled the pieces, most of them, in and shut the book behind it.
Must be some kind of door to another reality. I read about those things all the time.
A door to H-E double hockey sticks.
$100. $1,932.74. To repeat this, press 6.
Hey, Beans. Wally around? No! What's he in for? Again? Shoot. I was hoping he could use... never mind.
You're up early.
Like I could sleep.
You doing okay?
Yeah. Ain't no goddamn love lost between me and Jimmy. But I got a feeling this means I'm out of a job.
But seeing all that blood and stuff...
Why, you think I ain't sleeping. But there ain't jack shit...
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nothing I can do about it now. I just ain't got time for a freak out.
Should I wrestle up some breakfast?
Sure. You get started, I'll unplug the smoke detector.
Hey! Besides, even I can't mess up cornflakes.
I'll get something started in a mo, little bear. Thanks for staying. I really didn't wanna...
Are you kidding? And miss out on my chance to do something for you? Someday, Faye, I'm gonna, I don't know, strike it rich, and then we'll see who's taking care of who.
Yeah.
I was thinking, maybe we shouldn't give this guy the book.
Huh? Why not?
He's not gonna want to pay for it, damaged and all, and it's... Well, if it's all you say, it sounds like it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, like I want to keep it around.
We could sink it in the river, maybe seal it in a block of concrete. We don't know this guy. Who knows what he plans to do, or who he plans to do with it. I'll handle it.
I don't really care what this guy has up his sleeve. I'm just hoping he'll pay something, damaged or not, and that maybe Mr. Capelli will take half down. Pass me that, would you?
Isn't this...
I want to get this thing rewrapped.
You think maybe it'll fool him?
No. I'm just hoping it will give us time to be out of reach when he opens it. I'm glad you were willing to see reason. I don't know who your buyer is, but he must have some tough mojo to think he can control something awful like this.
Yeah.
Ah, good to see you. You have my package.
Right here. There was a...
It's just fine. You got the money?
Yeah. Shall we trade?
How about you put down the briefcase and I bring you the book? Then, when you're happy, I'll take the money.
Good going, LB.
An eminently sensible plan. I'll have to check and make sure the book has not been tampered with.
Be my guest. Here. I'll get it for you.
Just hand it over.
Rusty, oh my God, Rusty, what the hell do you think you're doing?
I was right. For once, I got it.
Rusty, what the hell?
Look, Faye, don't you see? This is our ticket. My ticket anyway, if you're too chicken. We may have a mess, but we also have $10,000 and a book.
And what, pray tell, do you plan to do with the son of a bitch goddamn book?
Don't swear, Faye. It's so perfect. No way to trace it. There's no way to catch me. All I gotta do is walk up to someone, open the book, just like now, and whammo!
You gonna go around killing people? Once they're eaten, it's not like you can take their wallets.
I thought of that. I'm not gonna rob no one. Just hire myself out.
How could you? Mom would never have...
Yeah, well, I never knew Mom, Sissy Bear. Any problems with my upbringing? They're all on you.
But...
I knew it. You just want me to be a wimp so you could push me around. Just your little bear. You never want me to win big, because if I was ever a success, you wouldn't have anybody to gloat over and preach to. Well, now it's too late. It's my turn, Faye. This is my chance to be the man.
Rusty, you stop this right now!
What are you gonna do? Put me over your knee? I got the book, and while I'd hate to have to use it again right away...
You wouldn't.
Try me.
Yes? This is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? It's anything you want it to be. And it's streaming on the Fantasy Network in TFN Audio. The Fantasy Network. Creator distributed, fan supported.
Just let me go, Faye.
You didn't bring it.
Oh,
I'm Jordan.
Jordan something or something Jordan?
Something. Where's the book?
Tell me what it is first. I can't just hand it over without knowing more about it.
We can't talk here.
Oh, sure we can. A busy street is as anonymous as you can get. Spell.
It is a gateway.
Huh, we figured that.
You opened it? How many? How many has it devoured?
Keep your voice down. We may be anonymous here, but there is a limit. Why does it matter who got it?
The book is the Demonolatrium Triscidicorum, one of 13 gates disguised as ancient grimoires. They were put into this world to trap those who seek the deepest levels of occult knowledge. Each book will take 13 souls and then go back from whence it came. This one has already eaten 7 that I've been able to verify.
But then it'll just go away.
Taking the last wielder with it.
Wielder, like the one facing the book?
The one holding it.
Oh, shit.
Did you hear that?
What, the car horn?
Damn. Damn, they found us. We need to find someplace less public. Now.
Why, aren't we sort of safe out here on the street?
Doubtful. They're after the book.
But Rusty has... shit!
They're tracking me, not the book. We need to get away from them.
Not part of your club, eh?
There are many factions seeking to control the Triscidicora. This way.
Being alone with a bunch of freaks sounds like a dumbass plan, Jordan something.
I can't cloak us if there are any observers.
Like being able to be invisible, but only if there's no one watching you?
Shh! In here. Now, stay quiet.
You have to grope me like that?
The range is limited. We have to stay very close.
I'm not bitching, I just wanted to know.
Shh!
I just hope we got here first. Last I checked, nobody'd seen him yet. They're kind of used to me calling around looking for him.
And you're quite sure that he's
got... Oh, yeah. First people he'd go after are his bookies. Lucky thing they weren't in town this afternoon or they'd be squid bait long since.
Squid?
You know. They come out of a book.
I've never actually seen one opened. We're working to get them all into safekeeping. It sounds like your brother's a prime example why.
He's weak. It's all my fault. My mom died when he was born, then Dad went 12 years later. After that, it was just me and him. I guess I didn't do it right.
Probably not.
Hey, not helping. Oh, crap. That ain't good.
Stay behind me.
As if. Rusty? Rusty? Rusty! Oh, jeez, Rusty.
Stay out of it, Faye.
That's a lot of blood, Rusty. How many were there?
Just Mr. Capelli and his bodyguard. I'm still waiting for the other guys to get back. You gonna help me? Just mess me up, like always.
Like always? Who's the one always coming when you start screaming about guys being after you? This whole goddamn thing started because you can't keep your hands off an inside flush.
Faye?
Look, Rusty. There's this guy, and he knows about the book. I mean, he can tell you. You've got to listen to him, Rusty. This isn't a joke, little bear. He really... It's worse than you think.
You better leave. It's gonna get messy real soon. I don't want to have to kill you.
Oh, little bad.
Hey, give me that. Give it to me. Hand it over. Stop with that. You. Don't touch that.
Oh.
Give me this.
Look out.
Get the boat.
No, get back. No. My own brother. What kind of a goddamn monster are you?
I'm alive, Faye. That's what counts. I'm the one holding the book.
Husky, that was the one guy who knew what this stupid drinking thing really is. And your dumb shit book just ate him.
Stop swearing. You know I hate it when you do that.
Husky, I think this has gone way beyond my potty mouth. Give me the book now, or put your goddamn money where your mouth is and feed me to it.
What? Sissy.
7, 8, 9.
I don't want to have to kill you, Faye.
11. Oh, shit.
Talk to me, Sissy Bear. Why can't you see this is good for me? You got locks. I finally got something.
Bite me, you whining little piece of shit. I am so sick of your weakling ass dragging around behind me.
Faye!
Yeah, if it weren't for you and the gigantic hole in your stupid ass pocket, I would have been free and clear years ago. Do you know how much goddamn son of a bitch money I have pissed down the frickin' drain for you?
Faye, stop it!
I am so goddamn sick to the teeth of feeling guilty over you, you puling little asswipe, worrying over you and having to run around changing your dirty diapers every time you freaking crap yourself.
If I'm all you say, it's your fault. You made me this way.
I might have made you weak, but I never made you a murderer. There, you're self-made.
I'll make you stop. Hey, what? No, no. No, I'm the master. I'm the master.
Good night, little bear.
Jackson. Good. Faye James.
Here.
Good.
Now that you know how to find us, don't be a stranger. We have enough of those already. Tonight's story, Making Book, was written by Julie Hoverson. In tonight's production, Faye James was Julie Hoverson, Rusty James was Renaud LaBeouf, Mr. Broadstreet was Cole Hornaday, Jimmy the Bartender was Jake Stratton, Jordan the Mystery Man was Greg Porter, and Gertie was Jody Monahue. Additional voices provided by Cole Hornaday and Beverly Poole. All music in this production was courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Sound and mastering was done by Julie Hoverson. Voices were recorded at Neo Hoodoo Studios with the assistance of Ryan Hurst. This presentation is copyright 2008 to Julie Hoverson and Reality Productions.
Just hand it over. Are we screaming now?
Give me the chill. Son of a... Here. Hey. Ow! Not there.
All right. No! Oops, sorry. Game on.
Yeah, you keep touching me.
You scumbag!
Ah, screaming in fear and agony.
Yeah, we'll do all the screaming later.
Bueller.